Friday fog out, overtime rules, and fighting free agency. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The second time around with an opponent on the gridiron isn't all that unusual in district play in the MHSAA football playoffs. Why do you think they're called districts anyway? But it was a very unusual evening in Copper Country Friday when an already soggy field, Calumet was hosting Ishpeming Westwood in a defensive knockdown dragout when in the second half, the field was enveloped by fog.
Well, we got the fog rolling in. We just pulled a lead on a beautiful diving catch in the end zone, the only score of the game. And it's right as the fog started rolling in, and from there it was a nip-and-tuck game. We had the big turnover on the 50-yard line, hard to see what was going on. You know, I think especially when plays went to the far sidelines, you're just kind of seeing who was celebrating to see if it was a good play or not.
Calumet coach John Crows thought the kids probably handled it better, and after the 6-0 win over the Patriots, a district final awaits on Saturday at Traverse City, St. Francis.
Oh boy, are they good too, as we watch film, and just outstanding, very powerful team. But we're really excited. We played them last year, so we got a taste of what they're all about, and realize that it's quite a task at hand here, but our kids and community are really fired up.
If you want to watch that Friday fog out, you can view it for free now on the MHSAA.tv website. And those MHSAA TV website game balls this week go out to Zach Mogg from Mount Pleasant, who ran for 181 yards and 3 touchdowns in a 35-6 football playoff win over Petoskey last Friday. And Ryan Ringler and Sage Serbenta of Cedar Springs, who combined for over 200 yards of rushing in Cedar Springs' 46-7 win over Gaylord. You can watch both of those games on demand right now on MHSAA TV, as well as Friday's upcoming matchup between Cedar Springs and Mount Pleasant. That game starts at 7 o'clock. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature delves into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
There are a few differences in high school football overtime compared to college games. During overtime in high school football, each team begins its offensive series, first and goal from the 10-yard line, as opposed to first and 10 at the 25. The only way a team can pick up a first down is on a roughing foul, roughing the passer, the holder, the center, or the kicker. A lost fumble or intercepted pass ends a team's offensive series or a try for an extra point following a touchdown. The defense cannot return the ball for a score. And unlike college football, there is never a requirement that a team go for a two-point conversion. What is common between the two levels is that each team gets one timeout per overtime, and unused timeouts don't carry over from regulation or from overtimes.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the website now, MHSAA.com, to register. With the fall sports season winding down, there will be a number of parents looking for athletic greener pastures at another school for their student athlete. And don't tell me otherwise, almost every transfer, especially over the coming weeks, is an athletically motivated transfer. A transfer, set out the winter and spring, so what? The kid was just a volleyball or a football player anyway. We'll skirt the rules, mom and dad think. But because schools want this kind of free agency curtailed, such a transfer that would now take place could make that person ineligible in their chosen sport next fall. That's right. Transferring now for football reasons could keep you out of the game until 2020, unless you meet one of the exceptions to the rule, like picking up and moving into the new school district. And in the future, that option may be off the table as well for kids, following a coach from one school to another and some other circumstances. So folks looking to practice high school free agency need to be more careful now and perhaps even more careful in the future. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.